Hi, can you all hear me? Great, so thank you for being here today. I really want to welcome you all to San Francisco. This has been my home for the last 7 years, so I hope that you're all enjoying it. So I'm going to talk to you about health and all policies and getting started and how you can use windows of opportunity that might be available to support this work. So to begin, what are windows of opportunity? So this has been defined as unpredictable openings in the policy process that create the possibility for influence over the direction and outcome of that process. So that's a little bit jargony, but really this is anything that's going on externally that can allow you to move forward with health and all policies. So really just anything that's going on. And while windows of opportunity are not specific to health and all policies, the innovative and intersectoral nature of this approach makes windows of opportunity especially important. There are really two kinds of windows of opportunity. So the first kind allows you to move forward with a health and all policies approach and allow for a collaborative process to be either leveraged or initiated anew. And then there are windows of opportunity that allow for specific policies, programs, and strategies to be supported. And where do you find windows of opportunity? So many of you likely came to this presentation because you recognize that the social determinants of health are major drivers of health outcomes today. And once you see the world through a social determinants of health lens, it can be really hard to go back to sort of just seeing things the way that you might have before. And as a result, it's really important to just have a broad, wide perspective. So you see my window there, just really broadly. And think about who your potential partners, projects, and strategies might be in ways that you haven't in the past. And I really want to emphasize that if you keep your eyes open, the possibility to work on a health and all policies approach can be anywhere. So this can be a strategic planning process, a grant opportunity, a new or old health concern, or community pressure to address a problem. And as we've been working on this guide, we've talked to people throughout the country, and these are ways that they've actually implemented health and all policies approaches. So it really can come from whatever is already ongoing in your community and jurisdiction. The World Health Organization has a framework that outlines three kinds of windows of opportunity: the opportunistic approach, the sector approach, and the issue approach. And I'm going to talk about these briefly and give specific examples from what we've been doing in California. So the first is the opportunistic approach, and this is about identifying issues, policies, or relationships that can provide early success. So these are what we call low-hanging fruit. And so as an example, in California, our Governor's Office of Planning and Research, who's a Health and All Policies Task Force member, does an annual survey of local planning departments. They make edits yearly, and in the last 2 years, have asked for feedback from the Health Department and other task force member agencies. So essentially, what this has involved is for that office to be willing to open up their process to others, and for the Health Department and others to then take the time to give feedback. So this can seem small, but has been a really important collaborative opportunity that will yield data that will hopefully be more useful to multiple agencies, not just the Office of Planning and Research, but that will hopefully improve their data and what they can do with it. So that's one example of low-hanging fruit. I also want to mention that low-hanging fruit is not the same as small impact. So I think it's really about early success. So something that has high impact can be low-hanging, and the reverse is true, that something that's really, really complicated, involves a lot of partners, it doesn't always mean it's going to have a big health impact. So it's really important to think about how to balance those. Next is the sector approach, and this approach focuses identifying sectors that are most likely to impact health. So what does that really mean? It means that you might want to work with the transportation sector because of links to injury, active transportation, and respiratory disease. Or you may decide to work with the housing sector. And I also want to emphasize that this doesn't mean that you decide to work with the transportation department. It means you decide you want to work with the transportation sector. So this means thinking really broadly about who you might work with. It might include the planning department, housing department, schools. If you decide you want to work with the housing sector broadly, you might include social services, planning, parks, just to name a few. So a California example, the task force and the associated stakeholder engagement process identified food and agriculture, not surprisingly, as having a major impact on health outcomes. The Department of Food and Agriculture and the Department of Education were also identified as major influences on food and nutrition. The task force and stakeholder engagement process identified a farm-to-fork office, which Dr. Mitchell mentioned, as an important step that the state could take towards increasing access to healthy and affordable food. So, and another thing that's sort of an aside, which is that health and all policies often occurs when you can leverage existing efforts. So in California, we have a farm-to-school task force, and I guess as many states have this. And they had previously been working towards a farm-to-school or farm-to-fork office. And the Health and All Policies Task Force saw those efforts, and because they were also interested in this, were really able to get the right people in the room. And so it really was sort of previous efforts, new interest, and an ability to now get people in the room together that resulted in this farm-to-fork office, which is being supported by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, the Department of Education, and the Department of Public Health. And I'm pleased to say that hiring is in process for that office, so that's really exciting. And the last approach that the World Health Organization talks about is the issue approach. And this really starts with identifying policies or topic areas that have a major impact on specific health, public health priorities. So for example, a lot of health and all policies work has really come up because of desires to do something about obesity and chronic disease. Another related thing that we've seen is organizations who want to do something about sustainability and climate change. And this is certainly true in California, where the way that our work is structured, our efforts are required to support not only health, but also state sustainability goals. So as a result, an important goal for the state has been to support infill and high-density living. Infill development, we know, is also important for public health. But a barrier to infill development and many other state sustainability goals is crime and fear of violence. So this is an issue that initially, as a staff, we thought was really important to address, but that many task force members really couldn't see the connection to their work. And through a lot of relationship building and talking, it really became clear to many agencies that they could not meet their goals if they could not, if something could not be done about crime and violence. And so we started thinking about how we could meet all of these issues. And as a result, the task force decided to start thinking about doing something around crime prevention through environmental design, which is really just about thinking about how we can better design communities in ways that support health and reduce crime and violence. And at the same time, another opportunity, as I said, was there was a new grant opportunity that came about. And so we said it was a perfect match for doing something around crime prevention through environmental design. And so we took that opportunity with this interest and applied for the grant. And unfortunately, it wasn't funded, but the process itself and really getting all of these agencies to commit to doing the work was useful in the long run, and it is something that we are moving forward with a smaller pot of money. Okay. So another way of thinking about windows of opportunity is roles of government. So I have here a couple little images. So the first one is really meant to show that governments provide technical assistance and training. Governments hold money, which they then use for grants, for subsidies. They buy things as vendors and supplies and food, which is something that Josephine will talk more about. And governments are also engaged with licensing, with inspections. And all of these are potential ways of thinking about health and all policies. So as an example, in California, we give out money as grants. Many departments have grant programs, as I'm sure is similar for many of you. And the task force really wanted to think about whether there are ways of better incorporating health into those existing non-health grant programs. And so as a first step, the task force is actually looking at six existing grant programs to see that already have somehow incorporated health into them. And so it's sort of a mini evaluation of how that has worked and how that has happened, and so that we can make some suggestions for other agencies who say, oh, well, we have a new grant program. Is there a way that we can incorporate health into our transportation, housing, food, any other grant programs? So we're looking at how it has already been happening. So that's sort of an example of just really thinking, what do you already do? What are you already good at that you can then leverage? So I want to sort of start closing by talking a little bit about policy. So all of these efforts ultimately result potentially in some policy change. So policy, in a sort of standard definition, is political management, financial, and administrative structures for reaching a particular goal. And public policy, more specifically, is the political decisions for implementing programs to achieve societal goals. And basically, this is whatever governments choose to do or not to do. So, and I re-emphasize this to really say that health and all policies is broad and can take many forms. So this can be, you know, anywhere in your agency, to really just think broadly. So once you've identified windows of opportunity and things that you might do moving forward, prioritizing is likely a next step. Josephine and Leanne are both going to talk about two ways that we think a little bit more deeply about specific policies. So in conclusion, health and all policies as an approach relies on resources and interests of partner organizations. It's not just what we as health advocates can do. So therefore, a window of opportunity is usually really important and must be present in order for work to continue. But if you have a broad vision and think outside of the box, these windows can be anywhere. Thank you.